Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Kamala Harris presidential campaign's first video is getting people talking with its star power. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kamala Harris's presidential campaign has rolled out its first video with a pop culture flair.
In this election, we each face a question.
The video underscores a central campaign message about what kind of nation Americans want.
We choose freedom.
Set to a Beyoncé soundtrack, the video is being highlighted on social media as the campaign looks to reach younger voters.
Let's get to work.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas have been delayed as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in the United States. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
A ceasefire meeting in Doha between officials from Egypt, Israel, the United States and Qatar has been postponed by Israeli officials. The Israeli authorities said their negotiating team was delayed and would likely be dispatched next week. The news comes after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave a fiery speech to U.S. Congress, where he vowed to press on with Israel's offensive in Gaza, despite signaling a ceasefire deal could be taking shape. Meanwhile, thousands of protesters gathered near the U.S. Capitol to denounce the war. The health ministry in Gaza says more than 39,100 Palestinians have been killed by the Israeli military since October the 7th, when 1,200 Israelis were killed by Hamas militants. I'm Karen Chamas.
The top U.S. general said on Thursday Israel still has not shared its day-after plan for Gaza once the war with Hamas ends. The remarks follow Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress on Wednesday that sketched only a vague outline.